You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Couldn't somebody develop an Are You in My Network app that we could access right in the ER with every new doctor who walks in? Perhaps Google and its newly formed parent company Alphabet could lead the charge. Here's what Google founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin said about this big move on their blog. We did a lot of crazy things that seemed crazy at the time. Many of those crazy things now have over a billion users. So the big question, of course, is what crazy things will they do next under the Alphabet umbrella? There's already a big emphasis on healthcare and technology with Google, and joining us now is Farzad Mastashari. He's a physician, he's worked in health IT for the government, and now he heads a health tech company called Alledate. Farzad, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What are some of the health-related things Google is already doing?
Well, there's a lot of interaction, obviously, with all the devices that we use and the searches. And then there's some very specific, in that alphabet soup, there are some very specific companies that they're now going to have stand on their own. One of them looks at things like glucose sensing contact lens innovations. Another thing looks at extending life. For me, I think what's been interesting is the question, you know, why haven't these internet companies been more engaged in healthcare before now? It's almost one out of every $5 spent in the economy on anything. And at some point, you're going to come face to face with healthcare, and you're going to see how broken the current system is. And folks who work at Google and I think Silicon Valley more broadly, there's a sense of we can fix it. You know, techno-futurism and techno-perfectionism, that technology can cure the world's ills. And so it's almost a surprise that we haven't seen it more.
Why do you think that is? Why not more?
I think the first part has been historically that this new economy runs on data. And even though healthcare produces just an enormous amount of information and data, if as long as it was on dead trees, there wasn't much you could do with it. And the switch from healthcare going from paper to digital with electronic medical records, I think, is a big part of now why there's just much more oxygen in the air for information technology companies to use that data for developing new advances. The other challenge, though, and I'm not sure this one is going to go away, is that healthcare is a highly regulated industry. There are many protections in healthcare. The whole idea of, you know, we'll move fast and break things doesn't work so well when it's life and death at stake. And, you know, it's really hard to imagine a 12-person healthcare company that becomes worth $1 billion, like, you know, WhatsApp. Because one of the things that our company has realized is if you have data and analytics and technology and cloud-based technology, that's great. That lets you do things you couldn't do before, but you still need to get out to the doctor's office and change the workflows, change how they integrate this technology into their practices, into taking better care of patients.
What could you see as some product that could really revolutionize our lives when it comes to healthcare and how it's delivered?
You know, I used to say that this transactional, like buying shoes. You know, when you get sick, you walk in the door of the doctor's office and it goes jingle, jingle. And the doctor's office person says, can I help you, right? Or it's equivalent. And it's transactional. It's prompt. It's reactive. And then someone said, no, we don't sell shoes that way anymore. It's much more, the shoe store has much more of an enduring relationship with understanding you and your preferences and when you might be in the market again and what kind of shoes you like than your doctor's office does. That has to change. Knowing your patients, knowing when your patients go into the hospital, when they leave the hospital, when they visited the emergency room, when they picked up or didn't pick up their medication, who needs my help today? And it may not be the 20 or 30 people who are showing up today to be seen. There may be 20 or 30 people who are sitting at home or just got discharged from the hospital or sitting in rehab or sitting in an emergency room who need my help today. And bringing that engagement, that relationship between, for example, a primary care physician and that patient, making that last outside of that brief office encounter. That, to me, is the dream of how we can integrate technology and analytics into the care relationship. And that's the, if there's one thing that I believe so firmly in, is The data and analytics and technology are fantastic, and they scale, and they let us do things we could never do before. But that has to be built on top of, and not around, not instead of, not replacing the personal relationship, the healing relationship.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Allidate CEO Farzad Mastashari, he's a physician and the former national coordinator for health IT at the Department of Health and Human Services.